We humans, we're all the same. Every last one of us. For some, it's drinking. For some, it's women. For some, even religion. Family, the king, dreams, children, power. All of us had to spend our lives drunk on something, else we'd have no cause to keep pushing on. Everyone was a slave to something.
Anything. I am fine without you.
But Horikita, I've never considered you an ally. Not even for a second. Not you. Not Kushida. Not Hirata. People are nothing but tools to me. All of them. I don't care what I have to do to win. I don't care what I have to sacrifice. In this world, winning is everything. And in the end, I'm going to win. That's all that matters.
In this world, nothing perfect exists. It may be a cliché, after all, but it's the way things are. That's precisely why ordinary men pursue the concept of perfection. It's infatuation. The truth of the matter is, I despise perfection. If something is truly perfect, that's it. The bottom line becomes, there is no room for imagination, no space for intelligence, or ability, or improvement. Perfection is a dead end, a condition of hopelessness. Always strive to be better than anything that came before you, but not perfect. Scientists agonize over the attempt to achieve perfection. That's the kind of creatures we are. We take joy in trying to exceed our grasp. In trying to reach for something that, in the end, we have to admit, may in fact be unreachable.
Only strong people think it's bad to run away from things. It's not always your own fault, though. The world, our society, people around us. There are plenty of times when someone else is to blame. Saying, I can change myself, is just admitting defeat. It's only done so one can adapt to this cold, cruel world and become its slave. That phrase is no more than a pretty way to dress up the fact that you're deceiving yourself.
Are all human beings truly equal? These days, everywhere you go, there's talk about the fight for equality. As a wise man once said, heaven does not create one person above or below another. People like to throw his words around. That's not the whole quote. He goes on to say that while we are all equal at birth, pretty soon things begin to change. Academic effort is what sets some people apart to rise above the others. At any rate, humans change over time based on their actions. Truth be told, at the end of the day, equality is just a fantasy. And most of us go through life denying the fact that we live in a meritocracy.
I hate nice girls. If they so much as say hello, it stays on my mind. If they return my text, my heart races. The day one calls me, I know I'll look at my call history and grin. But I know in my heart, that's just them being nice. People who are nice to me are also nice to everyone else. I almost end up forgetting that. If the truth is cruel, then lies must be kind. That's why kindness is a lie. I gave up on always expecting it, always mistaking it, and even hoping for it. Someone who's been alone for so long doesn't fall for the same trick twice. I'm a veteran. I'm the best there is when it comes to losing. And that's why I'll always hate nice girls.
We all die someday. But as long as someone keeps a person's wishes alive, they won't die. Once you've decided to follow them, no matter how much you bleed, and even if your tears run dry, you stick to it. That's what a knight stands for.
Youth is a lie. It is nothing but evil.
This one out.
Those who look to rejoice in their youth deceive themselves and those around them, accepting in full the circumstances that devour them. In the face of the great and reverend word youth, they will twist any common interpretation or accepted notion out of recognition. In their minds, lies, secrets, sins, and even failure are nothing more than the spice of youth. If failure is truly the designated mark of one's youth, then would it not be considered abnormal for one not in his youth to still fail at befriending anyone?
Let's go.
But I'm sure none of them would admit to that being true. They only define youth to their own benefit. In conclusion, I leave you with this. All you fools who delight in youth, drop dead.
Some people will tell you that life is unfair. They'll tell you it's because what you were born with is what you end with, gifted or ungifted. Your place in the pecking order is decided for you the very moment you're born. We raise the gifted up to places the ungifted are not allowed to reach, to places they can never dream of reaching. But does it always have to be this way?
Does it frustrate you, kid? Does it upset you to be the weakest one? That's good. Hold on to that feeling. It's proof. That feeling means that you are not yet ready to give up on yourself.